Okay, let's start with a question about your name. It's Nervous Nelly from Sweden, and the name Nervous Nelly is something about someone who's afraid of doing something, and your experiences,
yep.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Was it like your feeling when you founded the band in 2002, that you were nervous?
Actually, there was this cool thing. There's these old pictures called Garbage Pail Kids. You remember them? It's pictures of
small stickers
with weird people on it. And there was a picture called Nervous Nelly, and we had it when we were kids. And it's a good name, so why not? We thought, and it's like you said, a Nervous Nelly who's a little afraid of things and not really sure. So it's very anxious, like we are sometimes.
Sometimes in the beginning of your career.
Yeah, and now too. We will be it for the rest of our lives.
We're probably more worried today than when we started.
I'm sure many people ask about your relationship to the music of Nirvana and Neil Young. How would you describe the music yourself?
We don't know them personally, but...
Yeah, I think that the music is... obviously, I think nobody missed Nirvana when it came, because it was such an important thing to actually see regular people. I mean, everybody's a regular person, but regular people pick up a guitar and just express themselves in a more alternative way, in a more human way, I think. And for us, it was a big influence, of course. And I think bands like Nirvana helped us find new bands. Well, sorry, no, older bands that were before Nirvana that never actually became big. So I think Nirvana opened the doors to a lot of older music where we have found most of our inspiration, like Neil Young and Dinosaur Jr., Pixies, and stuff like this.
I think there was a big purpose of Nirvana to... It was very important for them, I've heard, that you know they could open up the minds for other bands, yeah, like Pixies and Sonic Youth and you know L7 and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, for us it helped a lot, you know, and it opened doors, I guess.
It also helped you a lot to become a big star. Best newcomer band 2003 at Taubertal Open Air, Emergenza.
Yeah.
So did this change your life a lot?
Oh, getting this prize, you mean? I guess for us as a band, it helped because we kind of decided that, okay, maybe we can do this for real. So we decided to work harder than we did before. But at the same time, I think that the whole idea of competing in music and what's better and what's worse is just bullshit, I think, because... It's always a question of taste and feeling and what you like. So we were just very lucky, I think, to have people in the jury and audience who decided that they liked us. So we're very happy about this, of course.
So the prize for this was a tour through the United States with Bad Religion. So did this band influence your music in any way?
Well, not after, but maybe I guess before for some of us, sure. Bad Religion, a big band, important band, so of course it's cool to be a part of something like that. So it was, I think, a very cool experience. So we got to play rock stars, pretend that we were rock stars for a couple weeks. So that was fun.
A great feeling for you?
Very surreal and crazy, but yeah, it was fun.
To be important and...
Well, we weren't... I don't think we felt important, but it was just cool to be there.
I think the main thing was that there were so many people just helping you with everything, so you didn't really have to do anything. Just get up on stage and play and then leave and do whatever you want. Which is probably once-in-a-lifetime experience or something.
Or it's different here in Germany. You have to organize for yourself and bring the stuff yourself.
It's the same anywhere in the world. This was just because it was a festival, and so they had a lot of people helping out. Didn't matter who you were, so it was cool. I think it's the same everywhere. We like to carry our stuff as well because then we feel that we're actually working hard.
Okay, now your songs. There are 4 songs for download at the internet, and could you say after spending millions of dollars, there is nothing left to die for, and you sit under a willow and smoke a peace pipe.
High five.
What's up, Mike?
That sums up everything, yeah, pretty much. That sums it up.
I think there is more you want to express with your songs.
Oh, of course. I think that usually I think that the meaning of the song becomes obvious after it's written. We don't really know what we're doing at first, but I think, again, the idea is to keep it simple and not too serious, but at the same time be honest, but also focused on what you're doing. So it's not just a big joke, but it can be ironic and it can be stupid, but it should be done with passion and focus.
Till now you gave your songs away for free on the internet, and this year you will release your debut album in September, as you said. So this will change? You won't give the songs away? Make real money?
Yeah, of course. I think the album is will be our first kind of real corporate action. But we'll see if we like it or not. But I think we're always going to keep... We've started giving music away, so we'll keep doing it. Maybe live songs and strange B-sides and maybe a single or two. But we want to sell an album that has, you know... Like, we like to buy a CD, we have the book and the cover, and you can read. And so we want to be able to give our fans the opportunity to buy, like, a real kind of Nervous Nelly book.
Yeah, and of course we want people to buy the record, but at the same time we don't have nothing against if people make cassettes for each other and, take it on the internet and do MP3. We don't mind that. It's totally okay, so we can spread the music, you know. We won't make any money of selling records anyway. We just want it as much people as possible to hear it, you know. That's the most important.
And by spreading the music, I think the main thing we want to do is to play live. And I think the more people that hear the music will want to come to the shows. And I think that's the root of the whole idea, is to, you know, have as many people listen to the music and then come to the shows and see us live, because that's the most fun thing, I think.
So tomorrow is your last gig on this tour.
Tomorrow here in Rothenburg once more, and then we have 2 days off. But we're going to Austria for to play a gig in Graz, and then to the Czech Republic to play. I can't remember where, and then Berlin, and then right after the gig, we head off to Sweden to play our last gig on Sunday, and then we. Head back to the studio to finish the album. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you won't have much spare time?
You never do. No, not too much spare time, because I think when you have the spare time, you have to work your part-time job and sort of earn your rent, apartment rent money, so you can live a little bit.
So what do you do in your spare time, if I may ask?
Well, I only play music and work, pretty much. I don't think there's no room for anything else. This is like an investment for the future, so you have to like work all the time. Even though music, I would like to say that I'm a musician and that's my job, but I never see it as work, because it's too much fun to see as work. It's just, you know, it's what I want to do, and hopefully I'll be able to do it the rest of my life. That's my dream, to be able to do the same thing every day.
So you could say music is your life.
Definitely, definitely. And that counts for all of us, definitely.
So anybody else has something special to do in spare time, or just music all the time?
Well, I think it's music all the time in the head anyway, but otherwise we have to work to make money right now at the side. Hopefully, maybe in a year or so, we don't have to do this. But this is life today, being a musician, so it's no glamour, no money, no nothing. But it's okay.
So you must have good jobs if you can do that much music.
No, you can have a shit job, but you just have to be sure that you work like an idiot when you're at home.
You played the third time here, and tomorrow the fourth time, and there's no other location where you played so often. So what's special about this?
I think that mainly it's just that we were here in December for two shows, which we don't really know why our booker booked everything. But it turned out to be a fantastic two nights, and people were really cool, and we had a lot of fun, and people seemed to like the music. And we became good friends here with Stefan, who has the Moby Dick, and also Timo, who booked the show. And I know that he booked some other stuff around here as well. And so we asked him, can we come back? And he said, oh, of course. Let's do it again. Let's do two nights and be even more crazy this time and put it on a Sunday and a Monday. Okay. So now we're here, and it's a lot of fun. So, and I think also Timo was telling us earlier that I'm thinking way ahead now in the future, but can you guys come in 2006 in June, you think? And so we said yes. So we'll be back in June. Yeah, the Amneka Festival or something, yeah.
You're in Rottenburg.
So, but in 2006, so next year.
So we will see you back again here soon.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. Very fun.
Hopefully we'll be back earlier to play a show around here, like later this year, in this fall, like September, October or something. So keep your eyes and ears open, I guess.
This is, doesn't matter.
Okay, it's like a Swedish sentence to somebody who speaks Swedish, you mean, around here maybe?
It's a big city with many students, okay. And maybe there are some Swedish people here.
This is a quote from a Swedish artist. It's really big. His name is Håkan Hellström. And solen skiner och stjärnorna faller över oss ikväll och ni är så vackra allihopa.
Can you translate it in German just for me?
Yeah, it's Swedish. Håkan is Sweden's Morrissey, so it says with his Gothenburg accent, he says the sun shines on everybody and the stars are falling and you're so beautiful, everybody. Something like that.
I wish you a good tour through Europe and much fun.
Wolfgang, you rocked.